guys, I can barely read.
They looked brand new while they were sitting in the urinal.
I lived in a yard.
I just eat them up. Yum.
Part of the ancient that just shapes like a hot dog.
Also, my son doesn't know how to speak.
A monkey.
I don't even have a life, so.
Awesome.
If that's not how you start an episode, I don't know what is how you do start one.
Wow, I think that was pretty good. I can't play the handpan, so that was
good, solid start. That's what was that musical number called?
Isaac has the name of it.
That was called Zoom 1 in D minor.
Wow, I
like it. That's pretty good.
Welcome on to the show, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Always a pleasure to be featured on here.
So, yeah.
This is like a once in a lifetime experience.
Yeah.
Oh, I've only had five times.
Isaac's lived five lifetimes at this
point. I wish, dude. I don't even have a life, so like.
So that way it's not hard for you to like have all these experiences, yeah. You know? It's not even real, basically.
Intro us out, Jason.
Cool. Hello, everybody, and welcome to season 3, episode 3 of the Random Talk Podcast. My name is Jason. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see that there's a boy in a purple shirt next to me or across from me. I don't know how this is going to flip for YouTube.
Call me Lavender.
That's Matthew. There's a boy in a yellow shirt as well. He's probably below me or next to me or whatever.
Below.
That's where I'm below. Where am I, Matthew?
Also a white shirt, and he is our special guest today. Isaac's just kind of everywhere for me, like just everywhere I look kind of situation, you know? I don't know what that means. There's also a boy in a white shirt who's our special guest today. I feel like we need to have like a bigger like, because I don't have anything planned for the introduction. You
just drown your voice out in reverb.
Okay.
Make it a good one.
And yes, and that is Anders, which I believe this is his first time on the podcast. I feel like I would know.
He just came on not sure without you knowing.
And here we are in our little square of the internet. Just to kind of get things started, I guess today's Friday. Guys got any plans for the weekend?
not watch the Jazz.
I love them not be doing that. That was tough.
Isaac has nothing to add to this conversation.
Jazz.
No, that was pain. Yeah, that was pain in his voice. I heard it, man.
Wes Montgomery, great guitarist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, bad basketball.
My favorite jazz artist.
Yeah, it's art of sorts. Totally subjective, I guess.
Amen.
So, Matthew, I'm gonna just go ahead and kick this over to you. What's on the docket for today's episode? Unless you like, I don't know, Isaac or something to say it. But
yeah, so
Isaac got it.
Apparently, a question was sent to Anders. I never got one. What's up with that?
You did get one. It was a long time ago, though.
I'm going to assume that you've already answered this question for us. And it's just somewhere in your notes at this point.
Yeah, you got to find it.
I don't know, prepared for this episode.
But I do believe that you are prepared.
Well, okay. before we get to the question, let's just introduce Anders here. That was a core... That was a poor introduction for a boy. No. The Anders man. What is going on?
Oh, yeah. I'm just chilling. Just got off work, you know,
Nice.
Just ready to be on the podcast. This is like a life-changing experience.
So, oh yeah,
it is. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Right now,
crazy things tend to happen to people after they come on the show.
You're making your debut.
Never be the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, my podcast debut. You know,
wow,
we're gonna look honor. Back on this.
The first of many.
Yeah, well, on behalf of the other three of us, I feel like we're very grateful to be your first time. Promise we'll be gentle.
Yeah, that's a promise to what?
Shout out to wait, what's Clark's podcast name?
Loose and Clark podcast.com. I don't know.
No, but it should be.
Let's
hook him up with a person named
Let's
Lewis.
Put it this way. It's called Let's Put It This Way.
Cool. I found it at the same time. Thanks for saying that.
They have a YouTube channel. The so link is way too long for me to give it. I don't know if you guys want to
put that. No, please read.
We'll put in the show notes.
Here, let me just
send it plaster on the screen too. Yeah.
https://.
Forget the colon.
Here we go.
I think you forgot the colon.
Geek forgot the colon.
That's my bad.
Yeah, you're about to go to somewhere.
Just kidding. I made that up. I wasn't actually looking at it, but now I am. YouTube.com/channel/. Guys, I can barely read. Okay, there's a lot of different numbers and letters.
Okay, well,
we'll put it up.
Shout out the description to Clark and whoever's co-host is. I'm sorry, I personally haven't listened to the podcast, but I do love me some Clark Jones. So I'm going to check that out after this. But shout out to people doing podcasts. What a weird time in the world.
Podcast people.
Isaac, have you gotten into any shenanigans lately that you'd like to break down for the people? And by the people, I mean Matthew and myself and anybody else listening to your voice.
I've just been worked on some music last night. Are you looking for something specific, or are you just like wondering in general?
I am thinking of something specific. Let's see if you can guess it.
Is it the music, or is it?
It is not, but
the treehouse.
There you go.
Yeah.
I am talking about it.
So I don't remember if we've talked about this on the air.
The Treehouse is making its podcast debut as well.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, the boys, the Random Talk boys, were making a treehouse over by Tayson's house. Tayson and Matthew found this treehouse, and then they were like, bro, we should like rebuild it. Because right, it's kind of like a little frame in a tree, and it doesn't even have like a real floor or a floor at all.
Nope.
Not even a floor. Fake floor.
It does not have a fake floor. No, it doesn't.
And then they were like, we should like rebuild this. And I was like, dude, let's do it. And I've got a whole bunch of like wood, like scrap wood. And then we've been like, don't tell the authorities, but collecting some from construction site dumpsters. All the FBI agents listening to the podcast, I have no shame in collecting thrown away wood, because it's there's some lumber prices these days. Oh, anyway.
Ooh.
But yeah, inflation. Hopefully we'll be seeing some of that in the future.
The lumber market. Unless you're going to keep going, I want to kind of open it up.
Just stop talking, Isaac. We don't want you here anyways. Just kidding.
Thank you. I want to kind of open this up. If anybody has any like treehouse memories or like moments or lack thereof that we'd like to share. Matthew, maybe you can give like the history of this treehouse.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to take any more credit than I need to, but I believe this was kind of your thing.
I actually don't know the history all that well, but like for me, it was literally just like you guys were like, yo, there's a treehouse. And I was like, sick.
The history was this treehouse that took you on magical adventures, and they made a book series about it called The Magic Treehouse. That's the history of it. That's that one.
treehouse that's lore.
The Knight of the Knights, or whatever the books were called. You know how it's like started with the same letter of the Knights? Yeah, you get it. But the real history was, it was just like at a park, and we used to go there a lot when I was younger, and I hadn't been back in a while. So we went. It's right by Tayson's house. So shout out Tayson. That's a history.
And there was a treehouse, and it was sick.
Yep. The greatest treehouse. There would never be a better treehouse. Some might even say it's the best treehouse.
Anders, do you have any like treehouse history? Any tree history at all?
Well, I lived in a yard as a child.
Scotland Yard, to be exact.
As most people commonly do.
It was treeless. And I lived in Harvest.
Shout out.
Harvest Hills. Yeah, shout out.
Oh, wait, Harvest we all Hills. Lived in Harvest Hills, bro.
We did. And then my parents decided so to crazy. Take me from it and move me somewhere else.
Yeah.
But we had a little birch tree, and that was it. So no treehouse stories, unfortunately. I always wanted one, but
hey, you could come help us build it whenever you're free.
I'm down. I'll come build the treehouse. You just want free labor, but that's cool.
No, literally, like I don't know. All the help is appreciated. But if I'm being completely honest,
indentured like, servants back.
I
in
love
the day.
Building things. Like Matthew and Tayson could literally just tell me, like, do this, do that, and then like I would literally just like build like it all by myself, matter how long it takes. But like it'll just go a little faster if we have more people.
So you guys do that in real life, and I do that in Minecraft with Isaac.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why we want you to build a treehouse, because you're skilled. You're a skilled builder.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, for sure. And
experience, especially in Minecraft.
Yeah. Isaac's the best builder in Minecraft. He's built the second best building in our world. Out of two.
Yeah.
It was the best building in our world for a while.
Top two, not two, if you know what I mean. So
I know exactly what you said.
That. Anders is building, which is top two, not two.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, no, we do just we, like we just kind of sent Isaac a picture of this tree, and we sent him an address, and we were like, hey, go build us a tree house. Nice. That's usually how it goes. Just like how he was getting on about.
But normally it's like commercial stuff, like for clients. This time it's for us.
Oh, okay.
He's international.
You do like the sponsored segments and stuff. You like make ads.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of ads,
Asani.
Great time to thank our sponsor.
We don't have sponsors, by the way.
Oh, okay. I think we should get sponsored by Manscaped because everyone else is doing it.
We should, yeah. That's, I mean, between the four of us, we could probably use some of that. So,
I mean, I have one, but I could get another one.
Two. Well, look at that. just a great time to thank our proud sponsor.
I think we should contact them first.
Well, I mean, it's just gratitude at a certain point. You know, it's all good.
Yeah.
Tayson, you have any treehouse memories?
Yeah, I feel like
it was a completely loaded question. I had a story I wanted to bring up, and I was like, God, they're never gonna see this coming. No, I also used to live in a yard. Blades grass as far as yeah,
common.
Oh my goodness. and it wasn't really a treehouse that we had. It was kind of more of a tree adjacent house.
I just lived in my regular house, but there was a tree.
There was a tree
in the yard.
Yeah, no. But it was a wood in a structure. It was a wood structure, kind of surrounded by trees in a way. So I mean, it's pretty much as close as you can get to a tree house without being a treehouse, I guess. So I don't want to call myself experienced, but I'm kind of familiar with the concept of treehouses.
You have the most treehouse experience.
Well, I mean, you want to say that you can, but whatever.
Tyson's building the treehouse. Perfect.
Yeah.
Designing it, building it.
Yeah.
Living
in it.
Oh yeah,
it's gonna be hype, dude.
Blueprints all in my head, man.
Yeah, blueprints.
I had a feeling.
You remember, like, I don't know if this is gonna be like a, I hope this works, but like my joke that I planned. you know, like in Phineas and Ferb, like how Dr. Doofenshmirtz always had like a blueprint, but it was always like a huge like map of it was blue, it was printed, and you know what I mean.
Blueprint.
Yeah. I've got just like rolls of those, just like treehouse.
Oh yeah.
in like a treehouse-inator, noggin,
like treehouse-inator. I've got it all planned out. I've envisioned the next like 40 years of our lives. So yeah, I'm including you guys.
Is that me too? I'm down to be in the treehouse game for the next 40 years.
Oh game. Yeah. Oh, I mean, please.
I mean, as soon as you said that you could potentially be involved in the treehouse, I was like, cool, getting wrapped treehouse in. Gang. So yeah.
Sweet. Treehouse gang.
If you guys come up with any cool names for Treehouse Gang, and like listeners, if you have any like cool names, like because Treehouse Gang, like, well, it's not uncool. It's like,
hey.
I think it's pretty cool.
We just like our subject cool. And we put gang behind
THG,
it.
THG, man.
Have you guys heard of the story where the guy, they were like, this is soldier or something. I don't know exactly.
Story time with Anders.
Yeah, he was in like Vietnam or something. I don't know where it was. Somewhere not here. And he was anywhere. In the jungle with
okay.
His wife and his kid. And they were like, we're at war with America or something. They're at war with somebody. And he lived in the forest with his son for 40 years. And his wife died, but they lived in a tree.
You're actually thinking of Tarzan.
No, so I'm just kidding. No, but this happened. And then he like found society and they were like the people they were at war with. And he was like, I'm gonna kill all of you. And they were like, war ended 35 years ago. What's wrong with you? And he's like, I've been living in a tree for the last 40 years. Also, my son doesn't know how to speak and he's 40 years old.
Oh, frick, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I feel like that story might not be true, but I read it on the internet, so
it's true. It's true. It's totally true.
Yeah,
100%.
There's no room for lying on the internet.
No,
Yeah. Wow.
I think that can be us.
Yeah.
Treehouse gang. It is very secluded.
We won't be at war.
Totally forget English. It's America too. Yeah.
Yeah, we won't be at war with anyone.
But we'll just forget how to talk.
Yeah.
We're basically there.
We like caveman back in the day.
Yeah. Maybe war against
Shunga Bunga.
I don't know who we'd war against. The
other
Groundhouse gang.
Mavericks fans.
the rival gang underground. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mole people. That's a dope name. Mole people.
What are we dope than Treehouse Gang.
If they're the Groundhouse Gang and they're the mole people, then we're the Treehouse Gang.
You said underground.
Does that make us bird people?
Monkey people. Oh, that works better, actually.
Canopy people.
Monkey people could be...
Monkey people.
Dangerous.
Monkey.
Monkey.
Just monkey. You're right, Anders.
We're just gonna be monkey?
Yeah.
That's us?
Yeah. That's all right. It's our treehouse band name.
No, don't let me choose. Why'd you guys all agree on that?
it's kind of already happened.
Don't consolidate on the things that come out of my mouth. That sentence didn't even make sense.
Too little, too late. Sorry about that.
Cool.
So welcome, cool, welcome.
Almost as cool as our treehouse. Anyways, Matthew.
Hashtag monkey. Saying, welcome back to the Monkey Podcast. We got Anders on today. Shout out Anders. Thanks for hopping on.
Thank you, man. Shout out Matthew and Isaac and Tayson. Because I'm on the podcast and that's dope.
Oh yeah. It is dope. Is now an appropriate time to get to the long-awaited question of the day? Or
sure. Let's do it. Question of the day. That's our theme song.
that's
segment.
Anders, you want to grab the hand pan real quick?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys will be making the little interludes between segments for us today.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah. Okay. Our question of the day is the segment called Top 5. What?
Sick.
So top 5, here we go.
You will never guess what we do in this segment.
Today's top 5 topic is top 5 non-chocolate candies.
I have a question about what am I supposed to be doing with this topic?
Watching.
You're gonna list your top 5 not chocolate candies.
Well, like the name of the segment.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a joke.
That was a joke. I'm sure it came very clearly over to not only you but the listeners.
I get it now.
Matthew, can we just edit that part out?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay, cool. So here in this top five segment, what we're gonna be doing is we're gonna get a prompt. Whatever it is today, it's going to be top five candies, non-chocolate candy, sorry. And then we're going to go around, we're going to discuss our top fives. We're going to break down, you know, why the ones that made the cut did, why we had to leave some out. And we're probably going to make fun of Isaac for his list because I feel like we just do that every time. So
yes.
Anyways, shout out to the first time we did this top five colors. Isaac had a, I found his list was probably decent. Anyways,
it was like the same as yours.
Exactly. That's good. Anyways, Matthew, what is your
hydration there?
I love it.
I'm not gonna you can rank yours if you want, Anders. Okay. But I'm just going with top five. Because that's the name of the segment.
I get it now. Man, sorry, I'm gonna keep going with this joke until it becomes funny.
What would we do without Isaac? Probably never laugh.
So many not better things. Treehouse.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have Werther original caramels. Are you all familiar with the caramels? The Werther brands.
Yes, sir.
We got Nerds. We got bottle caps.
Like as a people, or
yeah, I just eat them up. Yum 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 yum.
Wow, dangerous business. Look out, Anders.
Bottle caps coming in.
Wait, bottle caps though.
Bottle caps.
Caps are pretty good. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean,
have you never had them?
No, I have had them. So
I believe I know what you're talking about. But just in case I'm wrong, what specifically is a bottle cap?
They're like Skittles, but like different flavors of sodas.
Okay, yeah. Because I was thinking of like the kind of waxy, like actual like whole bottle, you know, it's got like the juice in the side.
Yeah.
I would not describe bottle caps as like they're more like Smarties, aren't they? Than Skittles? Did you say Skittles?
Did I say Skittles? I meant Smarties. Meant Smarties. Yeah.
Halfway between a Skittle and a Smartie is a bottle cap.
Yeah.
I guess I'm not a smarty pants.
But no, I just kind of asked about bottle caps because like
I like them,
but like fire. I found that everyone else doesn't.
I like them, so they're on my list.
Yeah, except there's like one flavor that I just kind of don't vibe with.
Yeah, there's it.
Not sure which one.
My fourth one. Sour Patch Kids watermelon.
Fire.
Let's go. And my final of the top five, I'm going with Airheads.
Shout out.
So any like specific flavor? Like
I like the white mystery flavor.
That's valid. White flavor, best flavor.
Yes, thank you, Anders. Woo.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, who doesn't love a good mystery? You know what I mean?
Oh, see. Anyways, that's my top five. Who's next?
Getting investigative. Isaac, what's your top five fruity candies?
it doesn't have to be fruity. It's just
non-chocolate
candies.
Yeah. What other flavors?
In my notes, that's what I put because I couldn't fit non-chocolate.
I don't know how to spell non-chocolate, so I just wrote
chocolate
candy.
Pretty sure most of them are fruity anyway, so it's all good. Shout out to mine and Isaac's conversation.
Yes, same.
Anyways,
no one else really gets to understand.
Number five.
So I'm gonna start off with the red vines. I don't know why, but I love red. Like I don't really love red vines too much, but like if you give me a giant tub of red vines, they will be gone within the hour. I don't know what the deal is. But I can eat so many, and they're not even like that good. But I love them. I don't know. Weird.
So
anyway,
so just before you move on, this has been a topic of contingency on the podcast.
Has it?
The whole like licorice debate, red vines versus Twizzlers, I believe is the thing.
Red vines.
And Matthew feels very, very.
Can you give me host privileges on the Zoom meeting for a second?
On the topic.
can I give you what?
Host privileges on the Zoom meeting.
Yeah, what would that do?
It's gonna kick you. I hold up, Anders. Kick me up.
That's why with Anders on.
Yeah, you trick him into giving you host privileges and then take over.
It's okay. We'll still be homies.
Yeah, I'm Team Twizzlers. Team Twizzlers.
All the way. Real quick, Anders and Tayson, what teams are you guys?
Twizzlers.
Let's go.
I kind of go back and forth. I don't remember what I said the first time we talked about this, but if I had to pick like standard licorice, like if we're talking standard Twizzlers versus standard Red Vines.
Yeah.
Give me just
like red licorice.
Yeah. Cause like, I like some of the other Twizzlers, but just like straight up, give me a Red Vine, a big.
So we got a 50-50 split here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue, Isaac.
Anyway. Yeah. Then next we got Skittles. I'm actually going to change that one. Yeah. I didn't say that. Mike and Ike's, bro.
Yeah.
That Mike was and Ike's are fire. Ooh.
Honorable mention list right there. Mike and Ike's.
It's not even on my honorable mention. It's on my list. Oh, yours.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Sorry.
I was just kind of sharing our list all together.
Please continue.
Then Starburst. And then
what different Starburst?
I don't know. It'll change. A lot of people, they really like the red. I think it's cherry. I kind of like the pink. I think it's strawberry.
Pink is my favorite.
But like, it just depends on the vibe.
I've seen
orange is fire.
Personally, I've seen a lot of slander for the yellow Starburst. Just kind of
team yellow, team pink.
How do you feel about that?
I like the yellow Starburst. I assume the people that are given the yellow Starburst slander, I don't know if that's how you use that word, but
under slander.
It's a noun. But I assume they still eat it. Like they're not like
the yellow one. People. Like I feel like they're just like lower quality life living. Like the yellow's pretty good. Like I just feel like the yellow's a pretty good flavor of Starburst and people that are hating on it.
Haters.
I think they're just projecting onto the yellow Starburst.
So
no,
like,
yeah,
I'm
so
not
like,
happy. 100%.
Like is there a bad Starburst in like the basic original flavors? At least here in America, for our international listeners.
All of them.
All 82 of you guys. Because we have that many listeners and more. It's kind of weird that American, basic fruit-flavored candies, like we've got like strawberry, orange, or like strawberry / cherry, orange, green apple, lemon, like these are like very American
raspberry
things. Yeah, and then like in other countries it'll be like literally whatever.
Yeah,
list. Yeah, just I mean it varies from country to country. Anyway, sorry, moving on. High Chews fire right there.
Ooh, underrated. Then,
really,
I think
I feel
so.
Like a lot of people love High Chews.
Oh really? I feel like
I
just didn't get
maybe
talked
it's just
enough
me.
Yeah, they're kind
of talk, bro. They're like you get them in your mouth. And
they're kind of a like a non-traditional like candy, I guess. You know what I mean? Like it's not like a Snickers bar or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like a high two. I don't know what high two is.
You wouldn't find them on Halloween.
Not Snickers.
Well, I pass them out on Halloween. That's like the only candy we get. Yeah,
I'm going to your
spending
house.
50 bags of other candy.
I'm just getting
two Costco bags of High Chews and just here, take them.
The only time I get High Chews is when my mom buys them for my little sister's lunch and when Brother Fontano has them at the end of Institute.
Shout out
to Brother Fontano. Solid guy.
Two very
our next guest. Just kidding.
And then my last candy on the list is my favorite candy of all time so far.
Here we go.
Sweet Tart Ropes, bro. They are fire. They're so good. You can't find the cherry flavor, at least like at our Walmart. I don't know if they're at another Walmart, but like I swear they never have the cherry flavor anymore. But the cherry flavor is the best. It's the original one. They're so good. But like they're all pretty good. Cherry's the best though.
Yeah. They're not the best, but I agree. I concur.
What do you think is the best?
I agree.
I don't know. I'm not a sweet tarts master, but I don't like cherry that much.
Well, the thing is, they don't taste like cherry.
Okay, well.
Like, it's just like, it's the cherry ones.
It's, you know, what they call it. It's
the, like, other ones are like fruit punch, green apple, strawberry, and like, they're all fire, but it's like the cherry ones are the best. Also, they're the only ones that are like round. The other
strawberry
ones are like
solos.
Squares.
Strawberry better.
Are you talking about sweet tart ropes or just in general?
Just everything. But
so in general, strawberry is fire. I'd say orange is maybe. It depends on the day.
Orange is overrated.
Hot cherries.
Facts. Dude, look at me and Anders. Our dynamic right now, we are on the same page.
Are you guys vertically aligned?
We are.
It's all the fancy comments we made during that Jazz game.
Yeah.
I think that just like set we're
on the same page.
Our conversation last night, Tayson, just kind of
while
y'all were at the Jazz game, we were like making some beats.
You did great. Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Anders or Tayson, who wants to go?
I feel like we need to save our guest for last. I mean,
agreed.
You know.
Yeah,
agreed.
Yeah.
Or save
yeah.
our best for last, whichever.
There we go.
Oh, that it rhymes. Oh my gosh,
he's the guest. It's guest and best.
Yes. Woo!
Let's
go.
What
I'm waiting for.
Okay, so my top five non-chocolate candies, in no particular order, we're gonna go Skittles. I specifically really like the, I don't know what it's called, but the one in the purple package. Those are pretty good.
Sour Skittles.
Or the tropical,
like green situation. Probably something tropical. Also Sour Patch Watermelons.
Let's go.
That is a repeat. So are the next two. I also like Starburst. I like the yellow one just because I feel like nobody likes the yellow one, and I live my entire life out of Sprite.
To yellow,
we love it.
My next one is Mike and Ike's because I love a conjoined candy.
Love Michael, love Isaac.
And rounding it out is Dum Dums because, as Isaac likes to say, sex to suck, except for when you're sucking on a Dum Dum. Okay, so that's my list.
I love Dum Dums.
Dum Dum good candy. I was gonna say Dum Dum best candy, and then I remembered it's not number one on my list, so I can't say that.
mid. But anyways, yeah, that is my top five non-chocolate candies. Come back next week where we rank our top five chocolate candies. Who knows. Anyways, Anders,
yeah, this is only part one of that, the top five series of candies.
Yeah, this is gonna turn into a whole thing. Anders, I believe you have something a little special prepared. I do have
a little bit something special prepared for those of them watching
those of you on YouTube. Find us on YouTube. Where can they find that, Matthew?
Okay,
The listener onlys.
Everyone just close your eyes real quick because I can't. You don't want to give it away. Okay. All right. Oh my gosh, it just changed everything. All right, can you guys see it?
Yes.
I don't know. My eyes are still.
Can you hear it?
Yes. I believe I can see it now.
For the audio only listeners, please listen closely for this.
Wait.
I don't know if I can hear presentation. Anything.
Hold up. How do I'm trying to add the audio. The audio is very important. Whatever. Audio is not in it. Oh, whoops.
Audio, not important.
Fifth, nerds. Okay, nice. By the way, good. Hotline Bling by Drake is playing in the background really loud for me right now. I can't get rid of it.
And just while I'm very sad, I'm very sad.
I like that.
They're very tasty.
There's no...
Mike the Mega Mix at number fire. Three, best, so many flavors. I'm really sad you guys can't hear this audio. I got vine booms and everything going on. It's really good. Laffy Taffy's, number four.
Wow.
Delicious. Very tasty candy, but Mike and Ike's edge them out because...
Oops, wrong order.
They just... Yeah. How accessible they are. Laffy Taffy's, individually wrapped.
It's a hassle. And
got a little joke. At the end of it. That's fun.
Yeah, but it's individually wrapped. That's its downfall.
And it's so sticky, bro. It's sticky to the
If you can get them out all in like one little rectangle, then it's like great. But then if it sticks to it, you gotta like
peace prize.
I cannot hear anything you guys are saying. My throat is so loud right now.
Perfect.
Perfect. Number two, cotton candy.
Yes.
It's technically candy. Fire. Very tasty.
Is in the name.
It's very yummy.
Let's go.
Drum roll, please. Wow. My internet's so good. Blue, we got the rig roll. It's so stupid.
Okay, we'll fix that.
That's not
in
the first
post.
Time that's happened on the show.
Hug appreciation moment. And I have the funny song in the background, but you can't hear it.
Oh, Riv.
Number one. Jelly bean starburst.
They are fire, dude.
They are so tasty.
That's
they
a
make
good
me
one.
Do what Patrick is doing in this clip. My legs grow exponentially. And I am flexible. They just bring something else out in me. They're so tasty.
Legs, apparently.
Y'all need to go watch this clip on YouTube.com.
Yeah, please.
That was
best
well done, team. Anders.
I'm really sad you guys couldn't hear the audio.
No, that's the best slideshow that I've seen in the last year.
And all the schooling slideshows of taking notes, that was probably my favorite.
Thank you.
I didn't have to take
The rip roll was a lot funnier when you could hear it, also when it loaded. But you know,
we'll put
a little we got you.
I've ever edited a random talk audio or video, but let me just speak for Matthew, who does edit. We'll put it in.
Okay,
sick. I'll send you the audio.
I've definitely Rickrolled Matthew a couple of times on this show, and I'm very proud of this moment.
Even
though he did not enjoy them at all, I certainly did.
It wasn't a slideshow. It's gotta be the slideshow.
The Starburst jelly bean is there anything that, like, in your mind, what separates them from just like regular jelly beans? The Starburst logo.
The flavor. The potentness of the flavor and the flavor selection, the fact that you can eat all of them at once and you don't get a coffee jelly bean in there.
The popability,
the addition that it has that hard shell on the outside and it's so soft in the middle. It's just on another level.
Just
I can
like
eat
Isaac,
a whole bag.
I love that.
Just like Isaac.
I
think
I know I look tough on the outside, guys, but I'm a real softy.
Yeah.
He is, trust me.
You know how else is soft? The refs in NBA playoff games. Am I right?
Well, that's a transition. Fancy transition.
Segue.
Speaking of segues.
Can I give some honorable mentions?
Yeah.
For the candies. I had on my honorable mention list Starburst and Mike and Ike's, which you guys highlighted already. I also want to go with Fun Dips. I love a good Fun Dip.
Bro.
Pez.
Yeah.
Yep. Pez are good. Pez
are good. And lemon heads.
Yeah. Mid.
Okay.
Mid
on the lemon heads.
I wanna give a shout out to Smarties.
Oh yeah, Smarties.
Pretty good. You can keep going.
They didn't quite make it on the list, but
that's okay. Honorable mention.
The number six.
Number six.
Honorable mention ring pops, bro.
Oh yeah.
Terrible lollipop, great ring.
Yeah, Isaac was going to town on a ring pop last night, and
shout out to Anders for giving me a ring pop.
Wait, you took it home?
I asked if I could have it, bro.
I thought you were gonna eat it. I put it in my pocket. Dude,
you would have noticed if I was eating a ring pop, bro.
No,
it's
I
gotta
wouldn't
like,
have. Dude, I was so out of it.
Did you guys ever dip the ring pops into Fun Dip, like the Fun Dip?
That's I don't think I've ever had a ring pop and a Fun Dip in my possession at the same time.
Same.
Well, I do right now. Let's try it out.
Ooh, wait, do you actually?
Yes, I do. We got a ring pop right here.
No shot.
And
Matthew, I'll be at your house in 2 minutes.
Everybody
check there.
Under your chair.
I'll be there in 2 minutes.
No, I have in my drawer in my desk, I just stashed some candy for later, you know? And
which
so
drawer?
Those two were in there.
Yeah, which one?
Not telling you. You gotta come.
You don't have that many drawers in your desk.
You have a one out of six chance.
I have a 6 out of 6 chance that is, if I open percent. All of them.
All right, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Yeah. I'm liking the probability here.
First come, first serve. I think Isaac's closest to me. So.
I am. I'm definitely farthest closest from you,
so this is really sad.
Payson, I think, is a little farther. Payson might be
further.
Yeah.
Depends on traffic, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine is my road trip to your house is 5 to 2, 5 minutes to 2 hours, depending on traffic.
Oh, dude.
Same. On
either road.
Yeah.
Well, that's our top five segment. Thanks, everyone, for playing.
You're welcome.
I think that was pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I love that slideshow, man.
Thank you.
It was fire.
Yeah, that was really special.
We should do that more often on the show. Like
more slideshows?
More slideshows.
Yeah, I had 5 slides before the intermission, and after the intermission, I went too ham a little bit, I think.
Hey,
I think I had
time wisely.
Yeah.
We should just start streaming. On the pod, you know,
streaming.
Oh, it's like, yeah, hey guys, this is my Minecraft world.
Yeah, we'll play Minecraft.
Top 5 Minecraft blocks. Mine are all redstone, Anders are all building.
What? How is your top 5 all? You gotta have the spruce log.
You got the
spruce log at number 1. Best
we know, Anders.
In Minecraft.
We got the sticky piston, the regular piston, the slime block.
The hopper and the repeater.
The what and the repeater?
The hopper.
The hopper. I thought you said the popper. It's like the princess and the popper.
Princess and the popper.
Yeah.
Repeater and redstone dust.
No item sorting systems for you.
It's okay. Anyway.
That was a great joke by me.
Fantastic joke. Everyone, please join Anders' server.
Everyone, please join me in laughing at my joke.
I feel like I've truly joined a community here.
Yeah. Is it Matthew? I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but is now a good time to potentially get a little grateful on the?
I think so.
You love to hear it. You really do.
Love the great.
Wholeness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Explain this. Explain what we do here.
Yeah. No. I'll intro it. I never get to say this to somebody who actually doesn't know, so this is gonna be cool.
Oh, sick.
It's always just to Matthew, and he makes fun of me. So our next segment that we're gonna go ahead and get right into is called the Yay of the Day. I know, super creative, super fun, super fresh.
yeah.
Basically, it's a little thing that we like to try to do every week, but nobody's perfect. Where basically we all just kind of pick one thing that we're grateful for, whether that's automatic hand dryers in the bathroom or urinal cakes. They don't all have to be bathroom related, but the first two,
or like
the first
toilet
the
paper,
first two examples that popped in
soap dispensers,
but yeah, you know, most of mine are usually food related because I'm a hungry boy. Anyways, yeah, so I mean, you know, Matthew's had some pretty good examples if he feels so inclined to share them. If not, then we can just get into
I forgot all mine.
Okay.
Is it just one thing you're grateful for?
Yeah, basically. So it's like
it could be like as big as like I'm grateful for my family, you know, like obviously like a very, very real thing. But then I also could be like, I'm grateful for like the fact that I didn't roll my ankle today. I don't know, like
when skydiving and didn't roll his ankle.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So kind of when we started doing this, or whenever we came up with it, the main idea behind it was like to kind of shout out like the underrated things that like you're probably not going to hear about how grateful people are for urinal cakes at the Thanksgiving table. You know what I mean? Like kind of that stuff that's maybe going to fly under the radar. But
you guys have never been
deserve a shout out on our show.
I didn't know they were called urinal cakes.
Yeah, because you eat them all.
Yeah.
Afterwards, the janitor's like, we just get them ready.
No, it's a misnomer.
No,
they
we just
not
get them,
taste like cake.
We just get them ready. That's what happens all day. That's why they get replaced so often. It's
no.
They just start missing
the mistake. Guys, learn from
others. You sound like you're speaking from experience.
Shut up, Anders.
You're like, please.
Do we have a story to tell here with Isaac?
No, honestly. No, I'm so glad. I did have a friend who got dared to eat a urinal cake, not by me, by another friend.
That's disgusting.
And he went through with it. It was because they looked like brand new, so they were like, dare you to eat it. Just like a little bit.
Just for context, they looked brand new while they were sitting in the urinal.
In the urinal. Well, so at some point they're like kind of new.
Dude, you have to hydrate them before you eat them. That's the whole point. But you ate it. You ate it raw. You ate it raw.
It's gonna be raw.
My friend ate it raw.
Friend ate a raw urinal cake.
In the oven, man.
Bro, we were in like third grade.
Bro, the pee makes it better. That's why it's called a cake.
Oh my god. I mean, we were all still on the short urinal, okay? Like, chill.
I love that we're still talking about this. I mean, most people call them urinal cakes. Most people call them urinal cakes. I just look at it as a target.
Call them a tasty snack.
I just call them delicious. Anyways, we're going to go ahead and get right into this. Matthew, what is your yay of the day for whatever?
My yay of the day, got to go to windshield wipers. So when you're driving in the snow or the rain or the hail or the sleet or the... when it rains cats and dogs, it's good to see while you're driving. So shout out windshield wipers.
Isaac, what is your
I'm still thinking.
Great pick. Yeah, great pick, definitely. Isaac, are you feeling?
Can I be scared for now? Can we come back to me?
Man, Isaac doesn't want to be on the show. He doesn't want to do the yay of the day.
I'm grateful that I'm on the show today.
Good wonderful. Pick. Wonderful pick. Wonderful pick. My yay of the day is better than windshield wipers.
Just kidding. I love windshield wipers. I'm sorry, Matt. That was so rude.
They're great. I mean, they're very useful. I mean, you kind of never know. Like, that's the situation. You never know how cool windshield wipers are until you're in a situation where
for whatever reason, it starts raining.
Your wipers right now. You know. Anyways, if Isaac, if he desires to be skipped, then I guess
Lego sets. Just Legos in general.
In general, cool. Yeah.
Nice, love it. Anders has quite a few Lego sets.
Yeah.
Isaac, I see it in his back.
What is your, I guess we'll go around. What is your favorite Lego block?
I'm going to be honest, like the Lego Technic stuff, you know, like the ones with the holes in it with the little pegs that you like make things move, kind of more robot stuff. I'm putting all the weird emphasis, all the wrong syllables. Anyway, Foo Fighters. any of the Lego Technic stuff.
My day is Christopher Walken. I'd say probably, I mean, I saw a TikTok, I don't know how, you know, true this is, I saw a TikTok that Lego uses, sure, like
the internet.
Exactly, yeah, they use like hot dogs for like different, for like I think it was like an anchor, you know, like the part of the anchor that is just shaped like a hot dog. I go on some weird boats. Anyways, yeah, that was a great segment of mine. Thank you, Jason. Anyways, my yay of the day is gonna
Lego uses hot dogs.
My
the anchor shaped
one. Yeah, for like the anchor.
No, my yay of the day is gonna be metaphors. because metaphors, sometimes literal words just don't do the job, man. You gotta say, woo, man. Isaac, you're a fun guy. See, metaphor, because he's actually not.
Because I'm not a fun guy, but I'm like one.
Boom, roasted. Oh, that's a simile.
Get your English right.
Yeah. Anyways,
Anders,
we have set a great precedent for Anders to go in and take this home. So
yeah. Okay, well, I feel like in order to make up for Isaac, I need to do two. All right, I'm gonna do two if that's
okay.
All right.
Ooh, okay,
okay, because I have double. Two that are just really pressing me right now.
Here's our first double. Okay, out here.
The first one is the song "Ultralight Beam" by Kanye. I feel like I'm pretty grateful for that song. Okay. The second one is "Hungry Hungry Hippos." Chase said he's a hungry hungry boy, and that came into my head, I couldn't get rid of it.
I almost did call myself a hippo. So
that game is so much fun.
Have you ever played
never played
the big version where you're the hippos and with 100 baskets and stuff?
I think I really would like to though.
It's kind of dangerous.
They played it in PE like once when I was in fifth grade. But I was like late to school that day and I missed PE. I like had a dentist appointment. Never played it again.
Dang, that's tragic. Yeah, it's a fun game. I missed it back in the good old days. Before
what's some like childhood games that like we just don't play anymore that were a lot of fun?
Minecraft.
I play Minecraft all the time.
Like the physical board games and stuff, or like just little fun gadgets we would. Chess.
20 questions.
That
yep. Like I in the ball thing. With the
yeah.
Whoa!
That thing was crazy at scout camp. Oh my
little
goodness.
Pet things. It was like a virtual pet, but it was like just a little box for that. You could like have it on like a keychain.
Tamagotchi.
No. Yeah. Those things.
I never had one, but
my sister had one. It wasn't even hers. I think she like found it, or maybe a friend gave it to her. And then like we just resurrected it one day. And like
shout out.
I didn't know how to do anything, but like I had so much fun not knowing how to do anything.
And it really taught Isaac about the responsibility of caring for others and for
animals. I've only had three other pets die.
That's pretty good.
You guys remember the little toy that had water in it, and you like hit the button and the ring would just float up and try to land it on a stick or whatever.
Those are always like in the nursery room after church.
You don't
always,
like, you guys
go there. But...
Yeah, that's yes, a big, that's, big that's car right. ride.
10-year-old Isaac
with all the games.
Seesaws. It's not a game, but it's a thing that we don't do anymore.
What was it?
Seesaws.
Ooh, dude, bro! I love a good seesaw.
Hey, listen, you know, in Fillmore, I went down to Fillmore with Cameron to
work. You know what they say about Fillmore. Uncle.
You know they say about Fillmore, yeah.
It's where they build more.
That's another thing they say. Jason, what do they say about Fillmore?
It's like the most poppin' place in the state of Utah, man.
Amen. There's a seesaw. I saw Cameron. We stopped at the park to have lunch, and there's a seesaw that was like. It was like a pretty big seesaw. Like the thing was long enough that it was high enough off the ground. Like the funnest seesaw I've been on, bro. Cause I didn't really get to seesaw until I was older. And then it's just kind of like, you know, when your feet can touch the ground through most of the seesawing, it's like low key lame. High key lame, actually. Anyway,
don't worry. Just
a big seesaw in Fillmore. Who wants to go?
Yeah.
Let's
do it. We'll go find a big field and play Hungry Hungry Hippos, and then we'll go down to Fillmore and seesaw it up, man. That sounds great.
But yeah, awesome.
Tire swings too on the same realm of parks. Cool.
Those tires, man.
Shout out.
They sure go. But yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up then.
Okay.
What a
turbulent episode.
What an episode.
I mean, it really started in one place. And, I mean, by like 20 minutes in, it was really something
that's
special.
A big seesaw in Fillmore.
Spare the show, baby.
Yeah, and just let you guys know.
Ram Talk Podcast, the season 3 tagline is the funniest podcast north of Fillmore. And I'd like to say that we're
it's
sticking
true.
To that. We're going to get some t-shirts, but until then, we're just going to have it in our hearts. anyway, thank you all for listening, watching, and just experiencing however you did the Random Talk podcast, or at least this episode of it. If you missed last week's episode, be sure to go check it out. It was a banger. We had Isaac and Scooby on again, and that's just always a fun time. Be sure to tune in next week, where we not only rank our top five chocolate candies, but also our top five seesaw moments. In between now and then, we will have seesawed. That'll be
there's
great.
Only but one anyways, for me. I'll give you a guess.
From tree houses to slideshow presentations to hungry, hungry hippos. hope you enjoyed the episode in some capacity. And if that's all, then
shout out to Anders for popping on.
Closing remarks, of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome on anytime. So just know that.
All right, every week.
Sure. Come on in.
Brand new co-host, the Random Talk podcast.
Wow, awesome.
Follow IG Random Talk podcast. Follow TikTok Random Talk pod.
Game with the kids on TikTok.
That's our.
I'm gonna redownload TikTok. And follow
we on the talk. Bro.
Let's go.
Those Random 15-year-old podcasters on TikTok, man, they make us look like clowns. So yeah, we had to hop on that.
We got to hop on the trends.
You know, we're pretty hip. We're a pretty hip podcast. we're pretty trendy. Anyways, yeah, I think that's all. So
I think that's all. Thanks, Anders.
Thank you guys for tuning Isaac. In. And thank you guys for being here.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
Cool. Be love nice you guys. To people.
Love you, listeners.
Me too. I love them. Love them all.
Lovely.
See you next week.
Especially the one in Poland. Okay, bye.